name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In popular culture, we have this term, you need to love yourself. You need to learn to love yourself. And in fact, many people think that psychological problems that people have are because they don't love themselves enough. That's completely wrong. It's embedded in our culture, but it's completely wrong. It's not at all Christian. It's pagan. In fact, it is really the first sin. Because the reason why Lucifer fell from heaven is because he had a high opinion of himself. He didn't love God. He loved himself. Now, the love of God was given to him by God, but he rejected that love for loving himself. So this idea of loving ourselves has been embedded in culture from the beginning, and it's especially popular now, especially when we hear people talking about you have trouble dealing with bad self-esteem and other things like that. And if you look at advertising almost always is about you're special, you deserve this, which is basically loving yourself. Almost all advertising, just look at it. It's all about appeasing ourselves because we're the most important thing. We're the center of the universe. Now, what is love? Love is eternal. Since God is love, and the scripture tells us that, and God is eternal, then love is eternal. God loves himself. That is, the persons of God love each other equally. The Father loves the Son and the Spirit, and the Spirit, the Son and the Father, and so on. So love almost always must have an object. It's not possible to love without loving someone. Now, people talk about loving something. You know, I love the Cowboys. Well, that's just a perversion of what love is. Love must be where we act with the way God acts towards the world. Now, a good definition of love, of course, is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, love suffereth long, is kind, love envieth not, love vaunteth not itself up, is not puffed up, it doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, believeth all things, beareth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. If you look at what St. Paul is saying there, it's all about love having an object for something else. Love suffereth long. Suffereth for what? Suffereth for those that it loves. It is kind. Now, we have the idea, you must be kind to yourself, but that is just another part of the perversion of what love really is. Love is to act like God acts, because God loved before there was anything. And so we are to learn to love like him. And love is to express our concern, our empathy, our compassion, our freedom from judgment, our prayer, whatever other adjective or virtue you want to give, towards another person. Just as God loves each person of the Trinity. Now, self-love is purely of the demons. It's the most common sin. You could say pride is the most common sin. Pride and self-love, really two sides of the same coin. And it is considered in Orthodox theology to lead to all the other sins, like greed, lust, materialism, ambition, love of money, self-indulgence, to not care for the poor, theft, all the rest, because of self-love. Now, here is the way that we should look at ourselves, not the way the world tells us. The world says, you gotta love yourself. Here's the way a Christian should look at himself. This is the absolute genius of the church. This is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to tell us how to look at ourselves. It's completely different than the world. And the world doesn't understand it. And the world actually thinks that this is a dark way to look at yourself. But it's really the truth. And that is, So likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded, you say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done only that which is our duty to do. That's what the Lord told his disciples. One of the best pieces of scripture to memorize. This is how you should think of yourself. You're an unprofitable servant. The world says, oh, that's poor self-esteem. But the church knows, and the heart knows, that when you think of yourself as unprofitable, then you turn to that one which is completely profitable, and that is God, and you give yourself over to him, and you become good. Instead of just kind of covering up your badness with your ego, and with your accomplishments, and with your intelligence, and with your job, and with your whatever. So this is the Christian way to look at yourself. We are unprofitable servants, but we are made to love. And so we are to love, not ourselves, but we are to love God. And then from loving God, that love spills over into loving others. It says here in St. John, the apostle of love, says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. Now, in us is not love for ourselves. In us should be love of God, which is being perfected. Not one iota of love for ourselves, but to lay down our life for our brother. Not to consider ourselves above our brother. Not to consider ourselves first. This is how the love of God is perfected in us. So this idea of loving ourselves, it is just a heresy. It is a lie of the devil. It's very popular in our culture. I mean, you'll even get people that have some problem with depression or bipolar disorders or schizophrenia or anything, and a psychologist or psychiatrist will tell them they have a problem with not loving themselves. The problem is that if they do not love others enough. No. If we love others perfectly, the love of God is perfect in us, and there will be no sadness in a person who loves perfectly. That's not possible. Because the love of God will be completely in us. So don't believe the pop psychology. You don't have to love yourself. You should love God and love others. Now, in loving your others and loving God, you should have the right opinion of yourself. So you shouldn't think of yourself as someone who's completely incapable of doing any good. That is a heresy. That's also a lie of the demons. How can we as Christians say we're incapable of doing good when God abides in us and God has chosen us and we are created for good works? We should never say that, but we should say that the good we do is all because of God. And if we have the right attitude and not this self-centered idea of loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves, pampering ourselves, we deserve this, we deserve that, then the love of God will be truly in us. Don't believe this idea of loving yourself. It's a lie. Love God, love others, and then the love of God will be perfected in you. And then there will be no unhappiness, only gladness, only blessedness. That's the way to obtain it. Not by going after it because you deserve it, but to learn to have the love of God abide in you. You do that, then truly all things will be well with you. God help us to do this.